Good morning, my friend. Tom Weeble in your backyard and sponsored by Mosier's Market. For the next half hour, we'll be involved with the back 40, meaning the acres that are occupied by our good friends out on the farm. Despite the record expansion of residential neighborhoods in our listening area, farming is by far still a vital part of the economy. So today becomes part one of a two-part series in the Weeble backyard, assisted by the agriculture specialist of Ohio State University Extension. Today, Delaware County to be featured, and then followed by next week by a similar visit with Union County. Rob Leeds, that's L-E-E-D-S, now called Extension Educator, I understand, is you guys were agents for a long time, so this is sort of going with the times. Is that why that little change?
Yeah, thank you, Tom. Yeah, we're with OSU. We're with the Extension Service, and as you mentioned, we used to be agricultural natural resources agents, but now we are considered natural resources or ag and natural resources educators.
Okay.
So that's a title change from what some people may remember from Green Acres, but but we still get out on the farm and we still try to educate the people around Delaware County.
How long you been here in Delaware?
I've been here 31 years in Delaware.
Wow.
Fun. Seen a lot of changes.
And down the road a piece, he is a farmer in his own right. We'll learn more about that. But Jackie Smith is with us and working a lot with the livestock end of things.
Yeah, so I'm Jackie Smith here in Delaware County. I am the Ag and Natural Resources Educator as well as the 4-H Educator. So I specialize in livestock, like Tom said, and I get to work with kids on all ages, kids like Rob's age and kids like in 4-H programs. So if you have a livestock question, it definitely comes to me and when it comes to the office, no matter how old you are.
Kate Horniak, when I pronounce that right. Kate Horniak rounds out our panel today. You deal with, let's see, natural resources topics, and what else?
Thank you, Tom. Yeah, I deal with ag and natural resources and agritourism. I just started here in the Delaware County Extension Office in July, so I'm fairly new.
Recent graduate of Ohio State.
Yes.
Originally from where?
Geauga County, Ohio.
On the farm?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, good to have you with us. And I guess I should ask, go back to Jackie here a second. Where were you? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Northern Union County, and I met my husband, and we now live in Southern Morrow County. So I've been always floating around that Delaware County area.
Okay, so you can see we've got a lot of perspectives on the landscape here. And were you always an Ohioan, Mr. Leeds?
Yeah, I'm like Jackie. I grew up over in Union County, but I was in the southern part. So that's why I go back and forth over in Union County between the north and the south. So
okay.
It's all good.
That south end in Jerome Township is making quite a change in things.
It's amazing that whole area, you know, Delaware, Union are changing drastically. I grew up over in the Milford Center area, and it just every time I go back or drive back down that way, you just look at the new houses, new subdivision, new commercial developments. It's amazing how things have changed. Not, you know, when we talk about development, they really don't care about county boundaries too much, and they're going to go where they can make things happen. So sure. It's all changing.
And I did mention, okay, we mentioned the Leeds Farm. What's your activity out on your place?
Yeah, we have a couple of different farms. You know, back in the home farm, we raise a lot of the row crops, corn, soybeans. And then up there in Ostrander, we have an agritourism farm that we work with.
Okay. And talk about agritourism briefly before we move ahead.
Okay. Agritourism, so.
This is Kate's area.
Yeah. I grew up, we have a pick-your-own peach operation, and we dabble in the fall festival activities as well.
Mm-hmm. This is to get folks in the city, especially, to come out and see what's happening?
Yes, it's to get folks to realize what farming is all about and have them experience your farm. So,
mm-hmm. And yeah. Are you getting response to that?
Yeah, and agritourism can, you can do this in many different ways, whether it's a Christmas tree farm, pumpkins, fall entertainment, or the wedding venue side of things, or brewery, wineries. So agritourism, it falls under a lot of different categories.
Are my fellow media folks cooperating and helping get the word out?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, good.
Hey, Tom, the thing I love about Delaware County, too, is when we look back at something like agritourism, we think of it as a recent phenomenon. But really, Delaware County had one of the early farms that adopted that back in the 60s. If you remember Westerville area, Yarnell's down there.
Oh,
and,
sure.
One of the daughters, Lois, still has an agritourism farm out that way. But Delaware County farmers have always been on the cutting edge, not only with agritourism, but with the row crops. You look at a lot of leaders we have around Delaware County.
Hmm. Oh, by the way, if somebody's tuned in and kind of new to the whole extension scene, I mean, the original OSU was an agricultural school, right?
Exactly.
And then how far behind was extension as a part of, or did it start almost with that?
Well, Ohio State is a land-grant university, and part of that land-grant mission is the extension. So that all came about the same time. So, yeah, that's a major part of the university.
All right. So there's the background on things. And, of course, we want to get the big picture this time around in Delaware County. I'll tell you what, since I have a little break here, this is a good time to remember our good sponsors at Mosier's Market. I'm Tom here in not so much the backyard, but the back 40, as I said earlier. And Rob Leeds the leader of the extension operation in the city of Delaware. Sorry about that. I couldn't resist. Extension educator, really. Two of his folks, Jackie Smith and Kate Horniak, are with me this time around. Well, I guess time for the big picture, Delaware. Now, some folks might think that a lot of farmland was sacrificed for this huge growth that was, well, it was even competing nationally, I think, wasn't it, in statistics in the past years. So what are things like right now? I want to get a feel for who's out there still farming and what's growing and et cetera.
Yeah, it's really interesting when you kind of look at some of these statistics. We've pulled some information of current and some previous years, 10, 20, even 30 years back, to try and get a little bit of a better picture of what's happening in Delaware County specifically. So right now in Delaware County, we have 803 farms, and our acreage in farms is 132,875 acres. I'll do the math for you. The average size of farm is 165 and a half acres per farm.
And 165 and a half.
Oh, yes, wow. 165 and a half.
Okay. All right. And does that more or less match up to most folks around the state?
We're a little bit smaller than other surrounding counties, if you will, counties that touch us, if you think about that. Our number one production of agriculture is soybeans. We are planting 75,000 acres of soybeans. And if you look at the state, you know, there's 88 counties in the state. We actually rank 31st in soybean production. So we're actually doing pretty well when you think of it that way. We're not at the bottom end by any stretch of the imagination.
Mm-hmm. Do you bring dollars into this kind of information in terms of what's spent and what's earned, et cetera?
Yeah, so for sure. With the income, the ag sales dollars, cash receipts of Delaware County in 2021 is $86.9 million in agricultural sales.
Mm. Okay, Well, you want to add anything else? That's kind of the big picture. Are we? Are these farms mostly? I'm guessing here, maybe in the northern part of the county.
Really, Tom, they're all over Delaware County. When you start thinking about, you know, the smaller niche markets and agritourism stuff like that, you know, it's interesting that, you know, Jackie said we're a little over 86 million in ag sales in Delaware County. Big number. If you go back to 2001, we were around 48 million. Okay. So, you know, so we're actually increasing our ag receipts in Delaware County. Some of that's due to increase in prices, right? We've seen it all run up here in the last couple of years, which is good. We're also seeing a big increase in the niche markets. You know, we got our Christmas tree farms and our wineries, and our green industry is just really flourishing. So there's a lot of things that are adding into that. But, yeah, our typical row crop areas in Delaware County are going to be in the northern part. Mm-hmm. But we're also seeing those niche markets in the mid and the southern part, too.
So, and the niche is growing in percentage of the big picture?
Yeah, I'd say in the bottom line is as prices are continuing to increase, people are getting creative in their ways of agriculture. So you take those small farms and they're just trying to see the value per acre or how they can maximize profit on a 5-acre piece of property.
Yeah, another part of that, Tom, too, is that a lot of the farm families that are bringing kids back onto the farm, and they may not have an opportunity to expand their land base, but if they can have a niche market or something else that they can go into, we've added livestock in the past, maybe that's not an option, but some of these agritourism operations or some are an opportunity for these bigger farmers, traditionally that have been established, to bring back kids back onto the farm where they can help out and bring a new stream of revenue into the farm. So it happens for a lot of different reasons.
I don't know if we need to know about ownership versus renting and leasing. What do we know in terms of you know, who owns where they are?
So, you know, when I throw those numbers out there, when I say, you know, there's 132,875 acres in farm production, it's really important to know that most of your farmers out there do not own all of their land. So that's kind of a misnomer sometimes, is some folks think that, you know, my family farms 4,000 acres. Well, we don't actually own all of those 4,000 acres. We personally rent around a third of that. So we have to pay leasing rights on that ground every year, which, you know, of course, landlords are always trying to negotiate that price as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tom, too, and that, when you look at the acreage, sometimes that acreage is supporting more than one family. It may be three, four, five families. So it's you know, it's a family operation. You know, farming in general is not something you do in a bubble. It's something that involves the whole family. It's not a 9-to-5 job. It's something you're going to do 24/7. So the whole family has to be involved.
What about those who are full-time farming versus maybe for others, you know, it's a second income. How is that doing? What's the report on that part of it?
Well, in Delaware County, we have an opportunity to bring in off-farm income. That's one of the good parts about living in this area. And we see more and more farm families bringing in off-farm income. And I really hesitate to say they're full-time or part-time farmers because, you know, even a lot of the ones that farm fairly large, they still have off-farm income or something else that they're bringing in. You know, maybe a wife works off-farm or a son or a daughter, or, you know, maybe the husband is a township trustee or whatever, but they're bringing in some. But once again, that's one of the great things about farming in Delaware County. We have the opportunity to do that and still stay at home. You know, if we're farming out in Indiana, Illinois, or something that's a little more sparse, they don't have that opportunity. So so we see a lot more off-farm income in here in Delaware County. And off-farm income is not, it may be just benefits or something like that, too. It may not be a full-time job.
You ever figured out, your time, in other words, you're at least 8 hours, probably more, involved with extension office, then, and you go home, and I'm guessing you must put in quite a few hours on the tractor or just maybe balancing the books, who knows? And it makes for some long days. That's where I'm going here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm extension's a lot like farming. You don't really count the hours. You just go out and do the job, and you do the best you can. But, you know, once again, for me, being out on the farm and being out on farms, even talking to farmers, is the enjoyable part of the job. You don't worry about that. You go out and sometimes being on a tractor is the best therapy.
Well, I've heard that.
Most definitely, yeah. So like he said, people often ask me, what's your hobby? And I said, what's a hobby, right? Like I go to work and then I come home to go to work, to go to bed, to go to work, right?
But you like it.
But it's amazing. It's the best life there is possibly out there.
Well, so we got happy people here.
Well, we were feeding livestock when it was below zero. It was hard to be. It was a little bit tougher to be happy. But yeah, it was still good.
It's great. That might not be ideal. Yeah.
Did you all make it through the big freeze okay? Did you lose anything or have any big issues?
No, we prepped pretty well for it. You know, it takes some time and thought and just be sure you get the hoses drained and make sure you don't have any water pipes bust and bed them down with fresh straw, keep them as warm as possible.
I think at the end of the day, like, we're definitely blessed to have what our agriculture and be surrounded by agriculture and get the opportunity that many people don't get. So
I've heard it talked about with kids that grow up on the farm seem to do well, I guess, and learning real life and dealing with some challenges and a sort of character building thing, I guess, in many ways. I presume you'd all agree on that part of it.
Yeah, I definitely don't think that we talk about this a lot, but with prices these days, it would, if I wasn't surrounded by agriculture growing up, then I definitely would not be able to afford to buy my family's farm now. I couldn't imagine growing up any other way, so I'm definitely fortunate to be surrounded by it from a young age.
And Tom, that's, you know, one thing we talk about in the office too, is because we have the 4-H program in the office, right? And that's the opportunity for a lot of our farm kids to develop some skills that they can use to their throughout their life. And I was asking Kate, you know, what did you learn about 4-H and what did you tell me, Kate?
Responsibility. Just learning that I have to go out there and take care of the animal twice, three times a day, do whatever I need to do to just try to be successful in 4-H and make it the best I could possibly do.
Did you do the fair showing of animals?
Yes, I did. I actually was fortunate enough to go on and judge livestock at Northern Oklahoma College after 4-H. So,
So,
and Tom, you know, that's why 4-H is such an important program. It's the idea that we're taking great kids that we already have in agriculture. And, you know, to be in 4-H, you don't have to have an ag program. You know, you can pull out of people that don't live on a farm and you mix them all together and they learn from each other. And like Kate says, they learn responsibility and this idea of hard work.
Time management.
Well, yeah, I'm still trying to learn that one. But, yeah, so, you know, a lot of those things just kind of play into the whole thing. And we talk about, you know, farm kids being hard workers. You know, we have a lot of hard workers that come from a lot of different backgrounds in Delaware County, but it's great when we get them all together.
Time out here for my great sponsor. So, a few more minutes here. Time does fly, especially when you're into something with such a great story to tell, the farm scene. And we're focusing on Delaware County and then next Sunday, Union County. Rob Leeds, he's been here quite a while in Delaware with Extension, OSU Extension. Jackie Smith with us, as well as Kate Horniak. And, they grew up in this environment. Let's get down to this whole dollars and cents thing. One of you was telling me about having to, go out and borrow some money to, I guess that's almost par for the course on the farm?
Very much so, yeah. You know, operating loans are very prominent in the agricultural community, right? We were just discussing about 200 acres of corn we're looking at planting, and it's around just $90,000 for just the fertilizer cost, right? That's before we even talk about land rent. That's before we talk about seed cost, chemical cost, anything above that. It's expensive, and it has gotten much, much, much more expensive in the past 3 to 5 years.
But you're not discouraged?
It's my way of life. I can't be.
And Tom, that's why when we talk about interest rates, that's why it affects agriculture so in such a way that when we look at operating loans to purchase equipment, that type of thing, all that plays into it. And because it is such a cash intensive area, then interest rates play a big role in that. So that's one thing we've been watching here the last year or so.
Yeah. You want to add anything on that, the money side, Kate?
No, I would just say for a young farmer, it'd be really tough to get started in today's day and age. You know, not to discourage anybody, but it's just with the prices going up, it's hard.
Just to give you an idea, Tom, back in we just off the census data, back in 97, the center said the average farm had about $42,000 worth of equipment on the farm. And now we jump to 2017, which is our last census that they have complete yet, and now we're talking 130,000 average equipment. So if you look at that, it's more than doubled in that last tripled in that last 10 years.
Mm.
20 now, years, 20 years.
Some combines I think of have been co-owned, but I think somebody told me, yeah, but we all need them at the same time. Is that the deal with that?
Yeah, more and more are getting definitely more specialized, or they're owning their own equipment because it's kind of hard to share. The weather patterns seem to be very interesting, and when it's time to run, it's time to run. You can't be waiting on your partner to try and borrow it from them or work out a schedule. So when you need it, you need it. On our operation, we have multiple different families running it together, and we have two combines running at all times during the fall when it's suitable to work.
I don't know if I want to even go to discuss fuel. Rising prices on fuel and affect you as well as everybody, right?
Very much so, yeah. So obviously tractors run on diesel fuel. Diesel fuel prices are up, as we all know. Gas has come back down a little bit lately. Diesel fuel doesn't seem to be budging that much. Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem to be following that gas pattern. But the other one that some people might not realize the cost is propane, right? So when we harvest the corn, 99, sometimes it's really dry, sometimes it's not. So we can't store the corn if it's above 15% moisture. So it'll actually have to run through a drying system, which uses propane, a lot of propane. Mm-hmm. So that's another cost that we kind of think about and be sure that we watch the markets as we go through.
And then the other side of it, what you get paid for your crop, that's not always fun to address.
Yeah, it varies every year. Right now, the prices are a little bit higher than we had the last decade, basically. We are getting more into it, but more out of it from a price per bushel basis. The important thing to think is, as we look at that, is farming is kind of cash intensive. On one side, we have the inputs, and on the other side, we are getting some more revenue. But once again, it's kind of offsetting all the increase in gas, equipment, fertilizer prices, all that we've talked about a little bit today. So it's interesting. Farmers got to know how to lock in some of that and how to work to try to mitigate some of the increases in costs to see if they can, keep things going for another year.
Is anybody in Delaware County kind of throwing up their hands and saying, that's it, I can't hang in there anymore?
As Jackie said, it's a way of life. No, most of the farmers I know, all of them, are used to rolling with the punches. We know there's good years and there's bad years, and you have to manage with that in mind. And like I said, Delaware County, we have a lot of innovative farmers, a lot of leaders that would really do a good job in their management style.
few minutes left, I want to actually throw it back to you, Rob, kind of sum up what you can do for the community. I mean, that's the city folks and everybody else, not just the farmers. You serve us all, really.
Yeah, I mean, there at the Extension Office, we have a lot of different programs. We've talked a lot of them already. You know, we work a lot with the farmers, Ag Natural Resources. Kate and Jackie both work in that area. We also have our 4-H program. We work, Jackie works a lot with the Delaware County Fair, a little bit with projects that end up going over to the Licking County or Croton Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have another 4-H educator who handles camp and some of the special interest projects in the fair. And then also at our office, we have a program area called Family and Consumer Sciences. Handles a lot of different things, you know, a lot of the nutrition type things, a lot of financial education with citizens around Delaware County. And also we have CAR teens, which works with youth under 18 who have had a ticket and teaches them how to be more responsible driving. And then we have another program that we work with the court systems who had anybody with getting a divorce with children under 18 goes through the program to learn about how the kids can thrive through a divorce and how they can still have a good cordial relationship for the sake of the kids. So some different things.
Dealing with the nitty gritty.
Yeah. And once again, we got great people in Delaware County and I really enjoy working with everybody.
Well, that's great. What's the best online way to stay up with you guys?
Yep, our website is delaware.osu.edu. And we also have a great Facebook page, Delaware County Ag. And then our 4-H one is Delaware County 4-H.
Okay. And I don't know how often folks need to come in the office. You're up there in the same building with the sheriff on North Sandusky. 149, I believe, is
for now.
Your number. And yeah. Can folks come in and maybe pick up some literature or just ask questions?
Yeah, I mean, we're there and we have our resources there. They can stop and pick up ag bulletins or 4-H books or whatever they need. Just walk in the door. We always enjoy people seeing people walk in. And we're going to be moving here sometime this summer out to the new county,
the Bixby building
out there by mm-hmm. Oakland Nursery off 521. So,
oh,
new location for us, but we'll be in with Soil and Water and a lot of the other
county agencies.
Well, big news to announce there, Barry.
Yeah.
Thank you. Go out with a bang.
There you go.
Well, Rob, and Rob Leeds, again, has handled his chores for quite a while in Delaware with Extension, and Jackie Smith and Kate Horniak, thanks for sharing a little about your lives and what you do.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
Yeah. Pretty happy folks. Well, that's it for now, and then next Sunday we'll salute Union County and hear much related stuff from the OSU Extension over there. I'm Tom Weibel, Chris Johnston handling things here, and Trish helping, and my son Bill, the gang there, on Weibel in your backyard. Take care.